Altitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome to the show, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. And of course, we're back. I don't know what else to say. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
There's not really much else to say here. And that is the Mr. and the Mrs., of course, as always.
Hello.
How you guys been?
Good. Good. We've missed the show.
I know. So, anyways, welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. If you've ever listened to it before, it's real simple. We have about three segments that we like to do. We're going to do one here first called Things That Make You Go, Hmm. Then we're going to do another segment called Funny Family Moments. And then our last segment is normally our Mr. and Mrs. Battle Trivia, whatever we like to call it. But today we have it with a twist because we have two people here. We're just going to call them K and A, and they are going to ask some questions to the Mr. and to the Mrs. So let's go right into our first.
We're letting them ask questions?
Yes, we are.
What kind of show we running over here?
I thought we were being asked questions about K and A.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that.
How well you know your nephews.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
Yes, I'm pretty
Next
sure
week we'll
not
do
at all.
How well you know your host.
That's going to be hard. I don't think I'll even get the questions right. So, all right, let's dive into our first segment here. Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
All right. So, things that make you go, if you've never watched the show before, if you never heard of this segment, it's called Things That Make You Go, And the best way really to describe it, I guess, is just those moments where it makes you think and you go, I don't think that was the right thing. Yeah. It's really that simple. So, let's start with the misses. Do you have a things that make you go,
I do. So, I'm always surprised by obnoxious hecklers who actually heckle poorly. So, we have the fortunate opportunity to attend a lot of the local baseball games. And in our section are a couple hecklers, one of whom is really loud and really bad. So it's not even like good heckling. So I actually thought that the hubby's heckle last night was slightly better. The poor Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs player whose name is Dean and his last name is Anna.
So the Mr. Heckles? I've never heard him heckle before in my life.
Oh, wow. Then you have not attended enough sporting events with him.
His name was Deanna.
So the hubby called him Deanna all evening. But it makes me go, because it actually, like, it might be funny to them, but it certainly isn't funny to me as it's being yelled in my ear.
Yeah, and I bet the Mr. can actually speak to this as well. As many shows and, you know, wrestling events that we've gone to, how many times we have to hear very bad hecklers. I agree with you completely on that, because I like a good heckling. It's cool. It's part of the game. I get it.
You like a good heckling?
It. But when it's the same.
Do you get heckled much, Steven?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, look at your beard. I mean, I heckle you all the time.
Well, yeah.
You have a You have nothing in the middle.
That's jealousy, not a heckle.
Yeah, that's jealousy, sir.
No, I can grow it. It's just I don't look like a chia pet on my chin.
If I don't have this, I look like I'm 16, all right? I want to look like I'm 27 for once, okay? So, no, but he can attest to this with the whole heckling thing. How many times have we been to a lot of wrestling events where heckling's fine?
Well, we have.
But then you got that one that just
it.
Beats the dead horse of the heckling.
Like our friend of ours we had.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's not talk about that. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. No, but I see what you're saying there. It's one of those things where it just gets out of hand, especially at a sporting event.
Yes.
So my favorite part about the heckling last night was somebody was batting 104 on the Iron Pigs after like 88 at-bats, and the heckler kept on saying, like, let's get a hit. You can't even touch the ball. And then he goes out and hits a double that hits the wall. I just thought that was very funny.
So you felt that became motivational speaking rather than heckling?
The heckler just went, oh.
I may not hit the ball often, but when I do, I make it count.
My buddy did that. Like, he kept heckling the umpires because he's worked at baseball games, and that's what you do is with the umpires. And then he heckled the guy on bat, and it was for the home team, and got a home run. So I love it when heckling backfires. It's great. It makes the game a little bit more enjoyable.
Kind of like the Happy Gilmore heckler.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. So, do you have a things that make you go, over there, mister? What you got over there?
Sure, it can go with a funny family moment.
I feel like everything we talk about does.
This morning, things that make me go, is when I get in the shower and my shower is adjusted. And then I get hit with the God of Water. Lightning.
Are you one of those people that likes the shower head, not the...
you know, I like a nice soft...
When they adjust it.
I like a nice soft... Not soft, too soft spray, but a good spread.
He likes the rain.
Around.
He likes the rain.
Like to be pelted in the back like I'm getting hit with hail balls.
I enjoyed that last night when I took a shower.
And first of all, I didn't realize our shower changed settings.
Dude, every shower's changed.
Because
sense.
Ours have never been changed.
That's not completely true, but okay.
Well, if you want to change it, at least change it back.
My bad.
I actually enjoyed it.
Especially when it's cold water hitting you.
What, you don't have shower rules? You don't have like a list of rules that you have to have, like...
Maybe I should.
Like bathroom rules, man. Just have a bathroom rule. Just rule number one, rule number
two. Don't give him ideas.
I thought he would have already done this by now.
I do. I've got all this.
Oh,
but yeah, it made me go, this morning.
Goodness.
Oh, my gosh. So shower settings, huh?
Shower you settings, just, man.
Just don't like
that. It's the
that.
Same thing when you go to the bathroom with the toilet lids left up. When you live with a female, you put lid now.
That is true. I
that is true.
I was thought that.
I won't name names.
That is true.
Well. He might be in this room. I don't know.
So
he might wear a bright yellow shirt.
I do. If you feel the need to put some rolls up in the bathroom, let me know. I'll give you some.
You know,
I'll
that's actually a great idea. I can actually do this. I'll put dry erase board on it. Put it in there.
You should, I will be very happy to adjust the rules. If you put a whiteboard in there, it's going to be a free for all on the rules.
This is going to be like a new segment now on the show. It's just going to be called like "Who Changed the Rules Today?" That's what's going to happen. You watch.
That's right.
Oh man. Well, that does it for the first segment, and this segment was called "Things That Make You Go."
Well, hold on a second.
I have one.
Oh, you have one? All right.
I don't know about my brother, but...
Okay.
Oh! The floodgates open.
Oh, man.
So, mine was when we ate out a few times, we had some children that were being...
A few times?
We had some children that were being obnoxious around us. That, but I'm sort of used to that, especially the places that we go to eat. having my great aunt, is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Just mimic the children. She's in her 60s, mimicking the children, going, oh, oh, ah, just sitting at the table in an echo chamber at the restaurant. It's, that's my thing that makes me go,
Okay, hold on. I have a lot of questions right now. First off, how old was this lady again?
So she is older.
Okay, that's fine.
I got another thing that makes you go, When you go to dinner with this person and they wear the Eagles outfits, come on. Anyway, this.
Just had to put that out there.
He did. Well, and she does on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, she does it well.
Especially this year. So, well, championship. Super Bowl, yes.
She has championship a right
to do. Don't ever say that again.
So, but yes, it can be. So you have had many fewer years of that than myself.
Yes, I know.
We also lived closer to them at one point in my life. So,
this is not like this is not new. Just something that just happened. This happens a lot.
No. Let me tell you something else. She also stopped a car yesterday. Listen, something had to be said, but it was like a murder just happened. She
screamed. Stop the car, like literally.
Yeah, the car. One car is backing
whoa, whoa,
up.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Yeah,
one car is backing up into another car.
I was trying to get them to stop.
Yeah, but not like what she was doing.
She was like, "Hold on a second! It's giving me a murder! Stop!"
Well, I know
don't
that
hit
I
that car.
Well, I'm glad she did. I didn't want to be a witness and not get to the game on time.
No, she's like, after the fact, she's like, y'all are good. Thank you.
You have some serious hostility,
yes,
man.
Yes, he does.
Well, if you would have seen it last night the way
I was
did,
there.
No, your sister looked at me and was like.
Wait, you know,
I mean, it was
okay.
Just a little bit much.
Well, you know what? It's also over.
No, I know it's over, but
well, all the things we're talking about is over.
Oh, my gosh.
They are.
Oh, don't forget about Friday if we want to talk about another time.
What else
you
happened?
Did this.
What happened?
Well, with the waiter at the restaurant.
Oh, we were oblivious. We were down at the other end having
That's
a great
been
time.
That's the best part of this trip.
What happened?
I've been at the other end of the table.
I just want you to know you opened up the floodgates.
Yes, I did.
I just want you to know.
No, honestly, it wasn't that bad last night. I'm just saying she, like, it stopped heaven and earth.
The the more amusing thing, though, is that when we are at restaurants and there are misbehaved children, that is one, Kay shared one of her styles of dealing with it. One of the others is to actually grab one of the children running around and tell them to go back to the table with their parents. That actually is my favorite one. You stop that. Go back to the table with your mother.
I have not been with her.
I was very pleased
like
she did that. Those kids were horrid and somebody needed to tell them to stop running around.
Well, it didn't really like stop anything. I felt when she was mimicking them.
I'm talking about the one last visit. This visit was, barking like a child who's, for whatever reason, choosing to bark at their own table is fun.
Wow. Well, again.
Anything from the A-man down there?
You got anything?
Nothing makes you go,
Got something? You told me yesterday there was something make you go, Mr. Poplar?
No, that's all right. We'll get something out of them in the next segment. Well, anyways, that was things that make you go, So that's the end of this segment. So remember to listen to us, Mr. and Mrs. Show. Where can we find this again?
On Twitter, on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, and on Spreaker.
All right, you heard it here. And we will be back with the next segment. Stay tuned.